from KQED.
Well, it may have seemed like this campaign season would never end, but we can now safely report that it will on Tuesday night. And unlike past elections, where voters choose between one Democrat and one Republican, 8 congressional races in California are choices between 2 candidates of the same party. That's because of California's new top 2 primary system. It's shaken up the state's election. And House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, for one, is hating it.
I think the jungle primary, I won't even call it a reform, but is a complete mistake. I don't think it's an improvement.
Pelosi does like California's other big reform, having political districts drawn by a citizens' commission. She's confident Democrats will benefit.
If the legislature had ever given us a minimum of 4-seat advantage, people would have said it was political. But an independent commission doing so really reveals how Democratic and how blue California is.
One thing is certain. For the first time in memory, about a dozen congressional races in California are actually, well, competitive, up in the air, or even toss-ups. We're going to take a look now at some of them, starting in Northern California and working our way south. Reporter Tara Seiler is covering the 7th congressional district in the suburbs of Sacramento and beyond. Incumbent Republican Dan Lundgren fighting for his life there. It's a rematch from the 2010 election against a Democrat physician named Ami Bera. Tara, tell us, what makes this race so interesting?
Well, what makes it interesting is you have a 4-term Republican, conservative Republican, who is fighting for his life. And he's up against Ami Bera for the second time. And this district has changed. It's now more Democratic under redistricting. And Democrats really see an opportunity here to pick off a conservative Republican and an incumbent at that. And it's attracted a lot of money, $8 million in outside money. It's one of the most expensive races in the country. And a lot of it is being thrown at Lundgren by these outside groups.
At him, meaning on his behalf?
Against him, by Democratic groups.
Yeah. And how is President Obama figuring into that race, if at all? I mean, it is kind of it's not a super liberal district. It may be more favorable now to the Democrat than it was a couple years ago. But to what extent is President Obama a factor there?
Well, his name isn't exactly being bandied about by the candidates, it doesn't seem, but the issues are. For example, affordable health care is an issue, and Dr. Bera has said it doesn't go far enough, and Lundgren has called it unconstitutional. And they also have really starkly different views, not surprising, about the role of government. And as you can hear here, here's Congressman Lundgren at a recent speech at the Chamber of Commerce.
There is a difference between the two of us. He has this great faith in the government. I have limited faith in the government. I have expanded faith in the people. Why? Because that's how it has been when we have been successful in the past.
And, you know, for his part, Dr. Bera likes to play up his public school education and the need for more investment in education and infrastructure.
All right. And then finally, Tara, in Alameda County, the 15th congressional district, an unusual situation there. 2 Democrats facing off thanks to the top 2 primary system that voters approved of. And the incumbent there is Pete Stark, one of the most liberal members of Congress. He's been there 40 years. Why is he so vulnerable?
Well, he's vulnerable because he's 80 years old, and he's made some charges that he's had to apologize for, a number of them. He kind of talks off the cuff and gets himself in trouble a lot. And Swalwell is young, and he's, you know, I see this as a generational challenge. But the interesting thing is that the endorsements for Stark are just lining up. I mean, the Democratic leadership is 100%.
Circling the wagons.
Circling the wagons, indeed.
All right, Tara Seiler, thank you so much. Let's go now to the Inland Empire, which is one of those truly purple parts of California. It includes Riverside and San Bernardino counties and tends to go back and forth between Republicans and Democrats in the races for governor and president, at least. And a few months ago, Democrats were hoping to pick up 1, maybe 2 seats there, but it hasn't quite worked out that way. Reporter Stephen Cuevas covers the Inland Empire for KPCC in Los Angeles, and he joins us now. Stephen, what about that 31st congressional district, San Bernardino? 2 Republicans there facing off in that race. Tell us about it.
Democrats were hoping that they would take this district in the June primary. Pete Aguilar, the mayor of Redlands, was the favorite there. He came in 3rd. So now you have Congressman Gary Miller, longtime congressman serving in Washington, who actually represented the old 42nd district. He's moved into Rancho Cucamonga to qualify to run in this district. He's going up against State Senator Bob Dutton, kind of a local favorite, former Rancho Cucamonga councilman.
And how is the money lining up in that race? Because you've got essentially an incumbent congressman, although he doesn't represent that district, versus a pretty well-known Republican, but one who's in the state legislature.
State Senator Bob Dutton has pretty much been swamped by the fundraising efforts of Congressman Gary Miller, who's actually gotten most of his money from the National Association of Realtors. They've poured close to $2 million into this race. Miller's also a home builder, and he sits on the congressional committee that has oversight over the housing industry.
And then, Stephen, let's move over a little closer to the city of Riverside, the 41st Congressional District. Again, no incumbent running in that district. Democrats have a slight edge in registration. How's that race shaping up?
This one could be a real squeaker. It's getting a fair amount of national attention as well. You have a longtime Riverside County supervisor, John Tavoloni, the Republican, going up against a high school teacher and college board trustee, Mark Decano. Both are native sons. Both are well-known in the community, and both are well-respected.
And Stephen Cuevas, he is Mark Decano, not only openly gay, but Japanese-American. Is that, you know, in some way helping him in that race, do you think?
That's a little harder to say. You have a fair amount of Asian Americans in this area, but I think what really has resonated with Latino voters, actually, is his family story, the story of immigration, how his family came here, how his grandparents were interned during World War II, and what happened afterwards.
And, of course, the Inland Empire, a very much a growing Latino population, so those votes will be important to the winner, I'm sure. Let's move now to the Inland Empire, toward Palm Springs, a well-known Republican, Mary Bono Mack, the widow of Sonny Bono, who died while in office several years ago. KQED's politics editor, Tyke Hendricks, joins us now to talk about that race. And, Tyke, just how vulnerable is she?
Right. Mary Bono Mack is a 7-term incumbent. She's easily won re-election in the past. And her opponent this year, Raul Ruiz, has no electoral experience. He was considered a long shot. But the race is really tightening. Ruiz, who is a Harvard-trained emergency room doctor, the son of Mexican farm workers, has attracted a lot of support from Democrats nationally. They've been pouring hundreds of thousands of dollars into the race. And over the course of the fall, the race has moved to really where it's now a toss-up, and it's Bono Mack to lose.
And so a case really where a compelling biography might be helping Ruiz.
I think his biography resonates. A quarter of the voters in the district are Latinos. They tend to vote more Democratic. But also the district has been redrawn, as all districts have, and it's less Republican. It still tilts Republican, but less so.
And let's go to a race in Los Angeles, specifically the San Fernando Valley, where you've got two incumbent titans, two Democrats, Howard Berman and Brad Sherman, the battle of the Ermans, as they say. Lots of money being thrown around in that race. It's been very tense personally between these two men. What are the dynamics there?
These guys were allies, really, in Congress, two established Democrats. More than $13 million spent there, one of the most costly races in the country. And, you know, they're not that different. It's been a little hard to distinguish themselves. This is a case where the top two primary has really given us a new dynamic in California politics, something that we haven't seen before. And it's going to be a difficult choice for voters, but in the end, they're going to be assured of having a Democrat representing their district.
All right. Thanks very much, Tyke Hendricks, KQED's politics editor. Thanks to you. Thanks also to Tara Seiler and Stephen Cuevas. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.